Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is a very special Culinary Atlanta special where we talk to kind of the movers and the shakers in the culinary scene here in Atlanta. Stone, how you doing?
I'm getting hungry already, and we just ate lunch.
I know. That's bad timing. Now, how was your culinary experiences this weekend?
It was fantastic. You know that we do the HelloFresh thing at home. We learn all these new recipes. I'm learning how to chop up vegetables. We're learning the value of herbs and spices. And we can walk to all these great restaurants, including and up to the gentleman's restaurant that is here today.
That's right. Welcome, Chef Rob, with Chef Rob's Caribbean Cafe at Upscale Lounge.
Thanks for having me.
We also have with us Sky Estroff. Sky, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Now, Sky, you're the one who kind of puts this episode together, partially because you are love food, right?
Yes, that's number one.
I'm not speaking out of turn.
Nope.
And also because of your role with Food That Rocks.
Exactly. Yes, I'm the marketing and media manager, so it gives me a little edge there.
Now, can you share with us about that event, Food That Rocks? What happens there?
Yes, Food That Rocks is Sandy Springs' big food event. You can't find a better event than Food That Rocks. It features 25 Sandy Springs restaurants, the best of the best, Chef Rob's included, also Kaiser's Chop House, Under the Cork Tree, Stockyard, a lot of great places, and they're serving up food and drinks.
And it's coming May 6th, and that's it in the evening, right? It's an evening event.
Yes, from 6:30 to 11.
So and it's over 21 because there is.
Yeah, so that you can sample unlimited drinks and unlimited we don't get
drinks.
Sued. Yeah, that's what we have to do.
So now, how long has this event been going on?
This is our second year. Mm-hmm. Last year was a tremendous success. So this year we're back and better than ever.
And typically about how many people are you looking to attend?
About 1,000. This is our smaller scale
people. Event. So it's more of an intimate 20-something restaurants?
Yes, 25.
25 restaurants. And this was hand-curated, right? You were very selective. This wasn't just anybody can...
Oh, right? Yeah. People ask us to be a part of our events all the time, and we have to, you know...
Politely say, maybe there's a different event that might be better for you.
Exactly. We need our list to represent us in the best way possible and showcase the best culinary talent. So I think we've got the best list Sandy Springs has ever seen.
Now, at this event, do the chefs typically go? Chef Rob, are you going to be there yourself or you send somebody?
Oh, no, most definitely. I'll be a part of the event throughout the whole night. So we did it last year and it was a great turnout. So I'll be there cooking up.
Is that something that chefs kind of look forward to? Because this is kind of a more intimate, you get to meet a lot of people at one time.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, most chefs, we definitely want to be able to put a face with a plate. A lot of people know of the restaurant. I've been there 11 years, but a lot of people don't know who I am because I'm mostly in the back of the restaurant.
Right, exactly.
So it's a perfect, you know, time for me to be able to showcase who I am and what could I do and, you know, be able to... you know, just interact with guests all day long. So I love being a part of it.
Now, how do you decide what you'll be making?
Well, you know, Jamaican cuisine, you know, we're known for, you know, jerk chicken first and foremost. So, you know, we keep it simple. What we did last year, they loved it. We actually went back twice, you know, to the restaurant. I mean, we're pretty much right.
So you had to make a call and say, you better whip up some more?
Yeah, sure did. So we're definitely going to have some jerk chicken on the menu, some fried sweet plantains, rice and peas. These are all sample size. And then, of course, we're going to wash it down with some Chef Rob rum punch.
Rum punch?
Chef Rob rum punch. Is that tongue twister.
Yeah. A signature drink
yes.
for you?
Yeah, most definitely, yes.
And then, so how do you make that?
That's a secret?
It's a secret? Yeah. It's proprietary?
It's a secret, yeah.
So now, how'd you get into the restaurant? Kind of
I was a greedy child. You know, I left Jamaica.
A greedy child?
Yes.
That's how you got into the restaurant business, because you're greedy.
I was always in somebody's pot. I came from Jamaica when I was 11 years old, and I grew up in Brooklyn, New York.
And so did I.
Did you?
I was born in Brooklyn. Oh. I grew up in Miami.
Okay.
That's almost like Jamaica.
I just came from Miami last night.
See that?
I just came from Miami last night.
So much in common.
Yeah. So, you know, growing up in Brooklyn, we had a place that me and my buddies used to go to every summer, Ocean Beach Fire Island, just to get out of the inner city of New York. And we did that every summer. And I met three kids. They was a little bit older than me. They went to CIA, which is a Culinary Institute of America, upstate Poughkeepsie. And, you know, I was intrigued. They came in, they knew exactly what they was doing. And, you know, a few years later,
I decided. Prior to that, you had never cooked? Family, that cooking's part of the culture, though.
Yeah, that's normal. You know, in Jamaica, you know, you have to catch that chicken you've been playing with. You know, that's Sunday dinner.
That's right.
Shed some tears and then just eat it because it's so good.
So you were around it, but it was never like you weren't, you know, a lot of the times the chefs like following their grandmother around and saying, how do you do that?
No, cooking became easy for me. You know, my sister was 3 years older than I was, and she was the one that was cooking the family meal. So I was a helper. So, you know, when I started in the restaurant business at 12 years old, I just always watched the chef and cooking was just easy. It was natural for me. So it just made sense for me to go to culinary school and, you know, get my degree in culinary arts. And it's been a breeze for me. But years later, I was able to work with Sean Puff Daddy Combs in New York. And, you know, I decided, okay, I want to be able to put Caribbean food on the map where people see it, understand it, and respect it. And that's when I created Chef Rob's. And, you know, I never looked back, you know, since then. So
now when you decide to go from working in the kitchen to actually running your own restaurant, so how did that come about?
I think it's hand in hand. You know, part of what the training in school was, you know, you learn the front of the house and the back of the house. And it's just common sense for me, you know, because I've been around the business for so long. It's not common sense for everyone, but it's easy for me. You know, you have to go out there. You have to talk to your customers as best possible.
Right.
You got to go out there and know how to market and promote your business. So for me, it was an easy transaction, you know.
So what do you enjoy more, the front of the house or the back of the house?
I like the back of the house. But, you know, I really like going out there and speaking to the customer because, again, a lot of people don't know who I am because I'm more low-key. You know, you're a New Yorker. So, you know, we like...
A New Yorker?
Yeah. Well, I am. I'm a behind-the-scenes type of guy. But as I'm getting older now, I find it more easy. Instead of me working so hard, I work smart. So my son, he's 25 years old, so I allow him to, you know, run the kitchen while I'm out, you know, doing other stuff via catering, food truck opportunities. So, you know, I'm always beating the street.
So now, how often are you kind of reinventing menu items?
Daily. I mean, you know, I just came back from Miami last night, you know, working on a project. So I'm always looking for different products, different, you know, items to, you know, what could I do and put a twist on it to put a Caribbean flair on it. So I'm constantly, you know, reinventing myself, as you might say.
So now when you go to a Miami, are you going to lots of different restaurants or what are you doing there to kind of get the flavor of the city in order to see if there's something you can kind of borrow and bring back?
Well, you know, I try to go to different restaurants. You know, there's a lot of Cuban restaurants down there, of course. And they're spice. They don't use a lot of spices. They use a lot of garlic, a lot of, you know, parsley and cilantro. But we ventured to, one or two Caribbean restaurants. And, you know, food is very similar to what I'm doing. But I'm always, you know, looking for new ideas.
Do you go to like, you know, different ethnic groups? Restaurants to see if you can go, hey, this kind of worked in this way, maybe I can kind of
most definitely twist. For instance, I like Asian cuisine. I love Italian cuisine, and my menu is very diverse.
If like you, jerk chicken parmesan, gonna work on one of those?
You are exposing some secrets.
I do have a jerk chicken and shrimp fettuccine pasta. I also have a jerk chicken egg roll, which is one of our favorite, with a mango marmalade. That's one of
there
the biggest.
You
so, you know, it's a fusion with foods. You know, when you have a good chef that knows how to cross borders, you know, it's easy for him to go in the kitchen and just create. You know, you just have to know what complement what. And it's easy for me to just go and say, okay, let me grab a few of this, let me grab this. And sometimes it's trial and error.
Right.
But you might have a home run. But if you don't know, if you don't try, you'll never know.
That's right.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I don't think any other restaurant went back 3 times last year to resupply their food. Right. So just saying, it's working.
Oh yeah.
You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Now, when you decide to open the restaurant and it's Caribbean food, is it something you go, wow, there's a lot of people from the Caribbean here, or are you trying to entice people that maybe have never tried Caribbean food before?
Not necessarily. I'm from Jamaica and I love my Caribbean, you know, people, but I really don't cater to them as, you know, for business. They're going to come. But again, you know, my food is so, you know, it's cross-border. So you have every walks of life. You travel to the islands and it's mostly European that's in Jamaica. So, you know, my food is comfort food. You know, people that like a little spice, but like the creativity of, you know, getting the whole red snap or oxtail, something a little bit different, you know, then they'll venture to Chef Rob's. But again, you know, my menu, you know, it caters to everyone, not just the Caribbean community.
Do you have to kind of tone down the spices for non-Caribbean folks?
Not necessarily. The menu is very diverse. It's pretty huge. So if you don't want any spices, you just stay away from the jerk. Mm-hmm. Other than the jerk, you know, the only other thing that's spicy may be the red snapper, you know, escovitch, which we have, you know, it's pickled red habanero peppers, which is pretty spicy. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you know, a lot of people have a misconception when they say Caribbean food is all spicy. And
I consider it flavorful.
Yeah, more than
spicy.
Yeah, very much flavorful. But the only thing that's really spicy on the menu, when they say jerk, it just sounds crazy. So you just got to be careful.
Be careful of the jerk.
Yeah.
Jerk chicken will be at Food That Rocks, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's a staple item.
Staple. You know, whenever you travel to the island, you know, the first thing that you see, people are out, they have like a big drum and they cut it in half and they makeshift grill. And that's the main thing. You could walk from 1 mile and you have 20 vendors out on the street. And that's what people enjoy. You know.
And it's the smells of that.
There you go. We pull them right in.
That's
so
right.
It's a no-brainer. They smell that chicken on the grill.
Well, that's how it is by your place. You can, you know, your place is around.
Well, I turn the grill off when I'm grilling.
So now, Sky, when you're kind of looking for restaurants for this event and you run across a Chef Rob, I'm sure you're happy to include him, but how do you kind of pick and choose these kind of restaurants? Do you have to go to every one of them?
Oh yeah.
Is that part of your job?
We have to make sure we've tasted the food, we've smelled the food, and we deem it acceptable and commendable for Atlanta. So yeah, we just have really good taste buds. That's kind of a part of having a job with Taste of Atlanta, which is the umbrella company for Food That Rocks. So you have to be a good eater. And then we all just kind of put our heads together and determine a list of the top of the top restaurants. And Chef Rob's is always in our top of the top list.
Thank you.
So that's why we want him back and around. But yeah, we just, if it tastes good to us, then we'll add them on our list.
And then when you're putting the event together, are you looking for a certain number of each kind of types of food? Like, how are you kind of curating?
Yeah, we're actually very good. Our restaurant coordinator, Madeline, splices all the restaurants. So nobody's serving the same dish. So I mean, Chef Rob's got the rice and peas and jerk chicken under control and rum punch, too.
Oh, yeah.
You are the exclusive rum punch supplier of Food That Rocks. But, you know, like Gus's Fried Chicken, who is going to be there, they're the
and
only fried chicken.
And that's a new restaurant.
Yes, new to Sandy Springs.
Right.
I tasted it in Memphis for the first time like 10 years ago. And
has
I
some
mean,
heat. There's some
I was
heat
trying
there.
To be a vegetarian, and my dad
really?
Was like, no, you try this chicken. We are in Memphis. And so I ate it, and then I was vegetarian for about 4 days. And yeah, so it didn't work out. Thanks a lot, Gus's. But anyways, they're the only fried chicken supplier.
Really?
Stockyard Burgers, they're serving sliders as one of their menu items. They're the exclusive slider.
Wow.
So we really have a representative food item for each restaurant that doesn't overlap with other people's menu. Because I'm sure as a restaurateur, that would be really frustrating if other people were serving jerk chicken.
Oh,
You'd
yeah.
be, it would
there.
Get really feisty.
You've been to events like that?
Yeah. I've been there.
Yeah,
I just had to make a phone call real quick.
And say, that's not going to fly here. You want me to be here, right?
Exactly. Exclusive.
We don't want it to be a competitive chef event. We want the chefs to come and enjoy and see people enjoying their food. Because a lot of the restaurateurs and owners like Chef Rob, they're not in the front of the house all the time. And they don't get to reap the benefits of working and being in the restaurant profession. So we want them to just like they can have unlimited food and drinks too. And see people like rave about their food right in front of their face.
And that's what's kind of nice about this industry that you're in, is it's very collaborative. I know it's a competitive, you know, marketplace, but chefs kind of do kind of hang out with each other and kind of like taster each other's foods. And that's not like kind of discouraged.
No, we feed off each other. I think one thing with my cuisine, there's not a lot of competition
right.
when it comes to Caribbean cuisine.
That's
so,
right.
I think that I'm doing pretty well for myself, you know, as long as we continue to give great customer service, you know, I think that's the most of it. But as far as Caribbean cuisine, I think it's maybe two Caribbean restaurants in the city of Atlanta that you'll feel deemed that we take your wife, your husband, your kid,
right.
and your kids. And the other one is on North Avenue. So, you know, they're far away from me, so I don't worry about them. You know, as long as I'm taking care of, you know, Sandy Springs, I'm fine.
Now, do you have any advice for kind of new restaurateurs? Like, starting out?
Well, any new restaurateur, I always suggest to them, you got to be involved each and every day. You know, you have to know the front of the house. You have to know the back of the house. You have to know your customers. You have to know costs. You know, I do minor consulting with, you know, folks that, you know, they want to open up the restaurant. They have $250,000. And I'm like, don't do it. You know, it's not enough.
That's not enough.
It's not enough. You know, it's just you have to have, you know, residual income for accidentals. You have to have, you know, you have to have the right people in place. You have to have lawyers. You have to have marketing people in place. You have to make sure that your chips are, you know, stacked the right way.
Right. Now, how has kind of all these cooking shows and cooking channels impacted your business? Is that good for business?
I was just featured on Atlanta Eats. Mm-hmm. We did get a surge maybe the 1st of April.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I enjoy them. I think they're good. You know, for, you know, local businesses, you know, whether you've been there 10 year, 20 year, it just, you know, kind of reinvent yourself. People could, you know, look and see, okay, what are they doing?
Right.
You know, have they changed the menu in 5 years? So I think it's good for the community when, you know, you could look at TV or, you know, go on a website and see what restaurant is being featured on Atlanta Eats, because I think that's added value.
Now, what about the, like, Food Network and those kind of Chopped and those kind of shows?
Me as a chef, and I'm not hooting my horn. I mean, I've been in the business for a long time. A lot of them, they're crap, to be honest with you.
really?
I mean, I love Chef Ramsey.
Yeah.
He bring it. He's real. He's real.
Some of them are pretenders.
I really don't, you know, indulge in all that other stuff. I'll watch them just for jokes. But
just to make fun of them.
It's a drinking game, right?
Yeah. For the most part. And I'm not trying to knock anyone, but I just seen certain cooking shows in the past where, you know, as a chef, you know, the competency, how to grill, how to saute, how to pan fry, and
they're just
the stuff,
not,
the
they're
stuff
not
that
telling
I'm seeing,
the truth.
No, the stuff that I'm seeing, you know, these kids are, you know, the audience are being bamboozled.
Really?
Know? Yeah. You know, so as a chef, you know what's right and you know what's crap, mm-hmm. pretty much.
Did you know that reality TV
is not
reality?
What?
That
is
so
breaking
crazy.
News. Exactly. Breaking news.
I mean,
here.
But it's so true.
Yeah.
Like, even Top Chef, or have you watched anything on that? You
yeah.
still believe that? Okay. Whoa, you should see the eye roll over here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So has that been your experience, Guy? Like some of the chefs? I mean, a lot of chefs in Atlanta have been on some of these shows.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to speak for the Atlanta restaurant community. I would say that Atlanta restaurants are the non-fakers in the game. Everybody else is, though. No, I would just say that if it's on TV, then not everything is exactly as it seems.
Right.
That's all.
Now, do you think the people who watch those shows, though, are they becoming more educated? Or is this something like, you know, just because you can get WebMD, you think you can diagnose yourself, you know, when you go to the doctor?
I mean, I'm a firm believer what you put in is what you get out of it. You know, there's so much information out there, you know, Google, you know, there's YouTube. Like, I do a cooking class in the lounge every I try to do it every quarter. but, you know, you could see, you know, that I'm involved with what I'm doing, you know.
So what's this cooking class? So
yeah, I'm so interested in this.
Well, if you, I have a YouTube channel, so you could, you know, you could just go to Chef Rob cooking class and it'll pull up and you'll see where I hands on, I'm cooking. Like if you're a part of the cooking class, I'll give you an apron, I'll give you a knife and
so
I'll show you.
So I can pay and be part of that?
Of course, of course.
So that's something you're offering to the public?
Actually, exactly. Me and my... Linnell, we're going to start putting that together where I could get out and show, you know, local, you know,
so
Sandy
you can
Springers.
Teach me how to make your jerk chicken?
Exactly.
I would love to give that to my dad for Father's Day.
Yeah.
So can you work on that for the Father's Day?
I'm working on it.
Okay, good.
She's working.
I will buy it.
Yeah. Sky is your first customer.
Yeah. I mean, my dad's obsessed with Jamaican food. He eats jerk on everything. He puts it in his eggs every day.
Really?
Like he goes to Jamaica at least once a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Once a month?
Oh, beautiful.
That's a little suspicious.
Well, it's because he works in sales and he has a lot of clients. Oh my God, this sounds so bad. I just shouldn't have said it. Anyways, he loves jerk chicken. We're going to do a cooking class. It's going to be fun.
Good for him. So what's going to happen? Have you done one of these classes yet?
The cooking class?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. The last one I've done, I'm embarrassed to say, it was last Valentine's Day, where I had couples that came in and they paid one price.
Right.
And I forgot what the meal was. But it's always a appetizer, a soup, an entree, and
some rum punch, right?
Yeah, we have rum punch too. And then I did a chocolate raspberry coffee as a dessert.
Oh, wow.
And I believe it was a white chocolate bread pudding that I did also. So, you know, you get to see what I'm doing. But
so you're teaching me how to make that.
Yeah. And you're actually
and I'm doing it.
Yeah, you're involved.
Wow.
You're involved on, you know,
and we
step
all eat
by
it
step.
At the end?
Yeah, we all eat. Everyone. Normally, I keep the group around 20 to 25 guests.
Wow.
So, you know, I walk around, I show them, you know.
So we're in the kitchen with you in the back?
No, actually, we're in a lounge. So we do a makeshift kitchen.
Okay.
So if you could pull it up real quick, you'll see it. I mean, it's real educational. Everyone get to see I'm on the stage. The lights are on me. You know, I have a camera.
Right.
You know, so it's a whole
But
production.
So you'll say to me, here, chop up some carrots.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm your helper.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
I said,
awesome.
You know, whoever's bold enough, you know, come on
come
up.
On up.
Come
right?
on up.
Awesome.
You know, we give them gloves. We give them an apron. We give them a knife. And I showed them, you know, the proper way how to
cut up vegetables
like,
and do
for
the
instance,
basic stuff.
I did a 10-pound salmon. I deboned it completely on both sides. I broke down a whole entire chicken. I said, what sense does it make for you to go spend $8 on two chicken breasts when you could buy a whole chicken? And I show you how to bone it. So a lot of time people will go to the YouTube video and they'll see it. It take me 2 minutes and I break down a whole entire chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also use the carcasses, you know, to do stocks
like
and soups,
soups
and, stuff.
And stuff. Right.
So it's very educational. And, you know, it's about 8-10 different videos of me actually, you know, in the cooking class. And people normally they'll go to it and learn from it. So, you know, people enjoy that. No, because it's real. It's no
reality
right.
TV.
Right, there's not like
no, it's real.
Six takes.
No, it's real.
Right.
And then what's fun about it, you know, everyone is drinking. They're having a good time. So,
right.
you know, it's all fun.
And it's probably a relaxed environment. You get to know the people there.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, they're all fans of that type of food.
Oh, yeah. And it's beautiful. I normally do it like on a Tuesday night around 7:30. And people just
how
come
long
out.
Is that? A couple hours or how long?
About 2.5, depending on the
wow.
menu. Yeah, about 2.5 hours.
That
you
sounds
know.
Awesome.
Because they're asking a lot of questions and,
right.
you know, they want to be involved, you know, and then they're eating, you know, so
right.
we start with the appetizer, you know, the entree, the dessert. So as we're
as going you're through, making it, then we're eating it after you finish.
Precisely.
Wow.
Yeah.
How awesome is that, Sky?
That's, I mean, there's a lot of trouble getting a whole meal served to me in 2.5 hours. I could make it, eat it and make some more.
And learn.
Yeah. And
that's
learn.
Pretty cool.
And learn.
And yeah, you go away with a new skill.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm definitely coming
That's
to the next
awesome.
One.
Yeah.
Now, is that part of the challenge of today's kind of restaurateur that they have to come up with these creative ways to get engaged more and more people in your restaurant? Because maybe back in the day, you can just show up and make your food and that was it.
Well, I think with anything that we do, you know, you can't market enough. So,
right.
you know, when people get to see that, you know, the chef is involved, because a lot of times people say, oh, Chef Rob. Is that really a chef back there?
Yeah.
Or it's just a name?
Oh,
and when
right.
people see me walking around and they say, you are Chef Rob. Yes. And they see me on a food truck. You work the food truck too? Yeah. And I might do catering. Yeah. You bring the catering? Yeah. So I am an active, right. you know, participant in my business.
Right. You're not some celebrity that's sitting back and sending other people that just started to do the work.
No, no. I worked for celebrities in the past.
And from a marketing perspective, just putting a personal connection with things makes people think, oh, wow, like I want to go back because I know the owner. You know,
right.
it just
real.
Makes it
right.
a real experience.
Right. Authentic
for them.
Experience.
Yeah. It's a chef driven concept. And that's what people, you know, like to see that this guy is here. He's involved on a day to day, you know, making decision. He's here,
right.
you know, doing whatever it takes, you know, to keep the restaurant going. People like to see that.
Sure.
Support the local community.
Now, how important is social media in your marketing? Does that play a role?
It's very important. You know, this new millennium, I mean, that's how they market. That's how they shop.
Right.
You know,
because when you started, there was no Facebook. You didn't have to deal with that.
Not really. Yeah, but now I mean, that's the only way to go. You know, the Instagram,
right.
you know, the Twitter. You know, I don't get involved with that that
I
much.
Bet
so
somebody in your team.
Yes, you have to get a professional that knows how to
right.
do that. But I think most of my business come now from, you know, word of mouth. You
sure.
know, being in the community for 11 years, but you can never get enough marketing. You always got to keep
right.
you know, doing something
getting your
different.
Name out. Absolutely.
You know, whether it's good or bad, you know, more good. People are talking about you. So you have to stay relevant within your community,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I think I have done that. You know, I brought on Linnell Henderson and she's going to be handling all my marketing and social media stuff. So I could, you know, fall back a little bit and
focus
concentrate
on what you do, right?
Yeah. And come up with new dishes.
There you go.
You know, so.
Now, how important is events like this Food That Rocks event and the Taste of Atlanta? Has that helped you in your business?
Yeah, I think it's great. I have done Taste of Atlanta down on Spring Street maybe 8-9 years ago.
Wow.
I did it 2 years in a row. I think it was a 2 or 3 day event back then.
Yeah, 3 days.
Yeah, and it was just a lot of work. But
right, especially from the distance. But this was a no-brainer, I bet, when they
Yeah, asked. This is right,
right
in my backyard. So, you know, it's easy for me to do.
Mm-hmm.
But again, you know, just being a part of the community and people could recognize you. And, you know, I hear it all day long. Oh, you've been there for 11 years. I lived there 20 years. I never knew you was here.
That's
you
not,
know,
you don't want to be the best kept secret.
No. You know.
But there's always more people to reach.
Yeah.
Even if you have a huge audience, it's like
right.
there's always more.
Yeah.
Right.
And I mean, the thing about, I'm not on the beaten path, so people don't see me all day
right.
long. You know, they sometimes
right,
fall
you're
into,
kind of in the middle of that shopping center.
Yeah, they fall, you know, they see me by mistake. Oh, you right below the Anne Frank Museum or,
right.
you
That's
know, right next
not,
to, yeah.
Not the best association.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, well, next to the, you know, the Sandy Spring Welcoming Center. But I hear it all day long.
Right.
I didn't know you was here. And I cover 3 space, you know.
Right, you have a big restaurant.
Yeah. So you continue to do whatever you can. And I have the lounge next door, which we, you know, are able to do, you know, meetings and, you know, we do comedy every Thursday. And then,
oh, really?
You know, Friday night is old school and Saturday.
You have open mic nights?
I wouldn't call it open mic because we have trained comedian.
Professional?
Linnell, yeah. Linnell doesn't think they all trained, but, you know, we have new...
That's it's subjective, right?
Yeah,
comedy's
exactly.
Subjective.
So, I mean, we can do better. And then on Sunday, you know, I'm a New Yorker, so it's a Giants bar.
Oh,
so
really?
On Sunday, you know, during the football season, it's a mob scene. You have to get there at least an hour and a half before the
wow.
game to get a seat.
So you have jerk wings?
We have everything.
Oh,
we
my
got
gosh.
Everything.
Jerk wings
we
for the
everything.
Game. That
yes.
sounds incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. We have drink special. We call it the Blue Wrecker. We also have, you know, wing special and fish tacos and different stuff, you know, for, you know, these drunks to come in and just have a good
So were you happy with...
Well, what else are they going to do sitting there for an hour and a half trying
hours.
To get a seat, you know?
3 hours, yeah.
So were you happy with the Giants draft?
You know, I wasn't keeping up with the draft. I was in Miami running around, so I missed it completely.
So, Sky, this event is not just a good event for in terms of food and restaurant sampling. There's a good cause associated with this event, too.
Yes,
isn't there?
We're benefiting 3 local charities: Georgia Ovarian Cancer Alliance, Ian's Friends Foundation, and
mm-hmm.
Second Helpings Atlanta. And they were our beneficiaries last year as well. So we brought them on for our Food That Rocks partners for 2017.
And how important is it to have that kind of a local charity tie-in to make this event kind of, it adds another dimension because, you know, we're helping out a good cause. It's not
yeah.
just kind of a party.
I think it's essential. I think if we're going to call ourselves a community-based like event, we have to benefit local charities. Mm-hmm. And it's just it just brings meaning to the event, and it also attracts ticket buyers so that they're giving back as well as having a good night. So right. I think it's a really cool way for the community to kill two birds with one stone right. and give back and eat a lot.
And there's a rock element as well.
Yes,
there's
we have a music, live right? band, the Biffs. Woo, the Biffs. I'm so excited. And then a DJ, DJ Bretsky, who I went to college with, is coming on the other side of the tent. He's like, okay, so am I going to play the same stuff I played in college, or how am I going to go about this? And I was like, we'll go through your song list. But it's going to be really upbeat and fun and even more exciting than last year.
Mm-hmm. And will there be a third round of this?
We hope so.
We hope
so. If we see a great success. The weather looks promising. My fingers are crossed.
But it is no matter what the weather, it's happening, right?
Rain or shine event.
It's tents.
Mm-hmm. We have those tents rented and booked up, and they're going to be in Hammond Park whether whatever happens. But it's exactly. going to be beautiful and sunny. It's going to be a great night.
As sky promises. So
I crossed my fingers. I'm trying to pray and make sure it happens.
All right, Sky, if somebody went to get tickets, are still tickets available?
There are for right now, because it's Monday, food.rocks.org for tickets.
And then you want to mention Chef Rob's promo code, probably.
Yes.
That helps, right?
Do you know your promo code?
Chef
Rob's.
There you go. That's probably something along the lines of
also
Chef
go on Chef Rob's social media and his promo code's posted on there. So if you need a double check, go there.
And Chef, what's the best way for someone to learn more about what you're up to?
I mean, social media or just stop by the restaurant.
What's the website?
Chef Rob's with an S, cafe.com.
And then you're on, like you said, YouTube, Instagram, every probably social media channel.
Yes, yes. You could find me definitely on the YouTube if you want to learn a little bit more about the cooking aspect of what I do. On my website, there's a lot of information on what we do at the restaurant, the lounge, past anniversary parties that, we do over the years. Charities that the Mary Hall Freedom House that we give away every year. We feed about 60 guests. And every year it gets bigger and bigger. And this is our fourth year of doing it.
Wow.
So there's a lot of different stuff that we do within Chef Rob's.
Good
stuff. Not just cooking jerk chicken.
But that's not a bad thing to be doing.
There's also a link to Chef Rob's from foodthatrocks.org. So if you want to scroll through and menu stalk, you can go through there.
Good stuff. Well, Sky, thank you so much for putting this together.
Of course. I'm so glad we could do this.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.